State Minister for Local Government in Jamaica says preparations are well advanced at drop-in centers to accommodate the homeless during the passage of Tropical Storm Melissa. This is WAVS News. Delroy Williams made the statement during a tour of homeless facilities in Kingston on Thursday.
Preparations are ahead. The homeless persons who are here will be accommodated easily, but any overflow of homeless persons who normally are not here and reside here, we are ensuring that we are ahead in terms of accommodating for them. You know, they have already organized to, if necessary, transport persons from the streets to here in the event that that is necessary. Normally, they would come on their own, but...
Meanwhile, the mayor of Kingston, Andrew Swaby, is urging vulnerable individuals to make use of the shelters and not wait until it's too late.
We have been going on the road sensitizing them already to say when the rain starts to fall, these are the locations. The buses will be out, we'll be working with our poor relief officers along with our mental health department, the mental health department of the Ministry of Health, to get these persons inside. It shouldn't be much of a difficult to get them inside once they know persons that they recognize. There's a feeding point that takes place and our poor relief officers are the ones that mainly go out there and feed them, so they're accustomed to them. So we just want to make sure that we get them off the street. And
in Barbados, meanwhile, social worker Fabian Sargent says he's not surprised by the crime statistics released by the Barbados Police Service that points to almost 400 teenagers charged with criminal activity for the year so far. Sargent says any intervention has to begin with increased resources and reform within education.
We need to have more social workers, more psychologists within these schools. You know, having one counselor to four schools will not really even start to dent the problem. We have to provide support for even the teachers and caregivers because they're also stressed out. And if you have the people that are supposed to educate and provide that support for our next generation and they are stressed out, you can imagine the environment that will be created for our young people.
Former Guyana President Donald Ramatar is among 10 former Caribbean community leaders who on Thursday called for an end to militarization of the Caribbean Sea, use of an existing multilateral agreement to hunt drug traffickers and refrain from removing any government by force. The BBC reported that there are at least 10,000 American troops as well as dozens of military aircraft and ships that have been deployed to the Caribbean as part of the operation. From Trinidad and Tobago, former Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Keith Rowley is supporting the statement, stressing the importance of maintaining the Caribbean as a zone of peace and its trade, transportation, tourism and fishing as being important economic drivers for regional livelihoods. The former regional leader said, of immediate relevance and overarching significance is the Ship Rider Agreement with the United States, which was concluded after intense and delicate negotiations. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.